W4 CBA mobile.
KB4 CBA, W4 DJW.
W4 DJW, KB4 CBA mobile. And what are you up to, Dave? You out in your pool and splashing around?
I don't have a pool. Amy wants to get a pool, but I don't want the maintenance. I think people that get pools get buyer's remorse really soon after getting their pool, once they figure out how much work it is. Anyway, no, I'm not bouncing around. I was out there this morning, though, at 3 o'clock when it was 23 degrees outside and the wind was blowing. Ooh, that was cold. That's chilly. How about you? What are you up to?
Oh, I just left the house, and I got on Whitehampton. I'm headed eastbound to Greer. I got this place on 14 to get my hair cut. Same lady's been cutting it for a good many years. So get my ears lowered.
Well, that's a good thing to do so that they can distinguish you from the dog. If you guys can have a dog. Do you have a dog?
Fellows would say, not anymore.
Okay, I don't know him. Anyway, I'm figuring out how propane works, having a bottle refilled versus having a bottle swapped out. I've only ever swapped out a bottle before, and I've only done that like once or twice a year for grilling out. But you can actually have those things refilled. Did you know that?
Sure can, and I can't believe you don't know who Peter Sellers is. You never seen the movie A Shot in the Dark?
I don't think so. You know, I never really paid attention to actors' names, or I know who Top Gun and Tom Selleck, Blue Blood, Tom Cruise was. I might have known three movies. The Sound of Music and Julia Andrews, was that her name? There's about three of them I know. The rest of them, I didn't bother cataloging them.
But if you, and you may not like his kind of comedy, but he's an inspector for, I think it's like Scotland Yard, and, the whole thing is just a comedy. I mean, I don't know how to describe him, but I think he's a couple of sandwiches short of a picnic, but anyway, he is hilarious, and that's his line when he, after he destroys a Steinway, he has this archaic ball on a chain thing, and he gets a hold of it and he starts slinging it around the room, and these people sitting there, he's trying to solve a murder, and he starts hitting that nice grand piano and just destroys it, and a lady stands up and says, "That's a priceless Steinway," and he goes, "Not anymore."
That sounds like a British version of Columbo. You know who Columbo is, right?
I don't even think they compare. I think that's just my opinion. I like Peter Sellers. I mean, beyond, he's far beyond Columbo, and people that worked with him said they never knew when he was in character and when he wasn't, when he was on the set, even off camera, because it was just like he was playing the part the whole time. But there's several movies. He A Shot in the Dark's the first one, and it to me it's the funniest one, but some of the rest of them are good too. The rest of them are Pink Panther movies, and they're not cartoons, but they're just called the Pink Panther. So you got to give them a try. KB4CBA.
W4DJW. I heard of the Pink Panther. I watched a little bit of that when it first came out, but it lost my attention. It exceeded my attention span for what it was long before I got into it. And I'd see the commercials for it and that kind of stuff, so I know what that is. If that's who that is, then I know what it is you're talking about. So you're not doing any tennis today?
Yeah, I'm getting ready to put my shorts on and go out there and play after I get my hair cut. Yeah, right. I haven't played tennis in 3 weeks. I could try and get the bubble, but everybody and their brothers, trying to get it at the same time, so it's kind of hard to reserve because there's only two courts. And but anyway, yeah, I wish I was playing tennis. I need to, man. Do I ever need to? What are you up to?
Well, I was getting. I'm putting shelves in the garage to get stuff up. The floor became the default for putting stuff down in the garage because there were no shelves. And then I put a shelf up that's got my yard equipment on it and, engine oil and stuff like that for changing out the engine oil on small engines. But never was enough shelf space in the garage, and I threatened Amy several times I was going to put shelves in there. She said, no, you're not. And I said, you know why it looks so cluttered in here? Because there's no shelves. So she finally caved. So I got all the shelving equipment. I got the hardware coming tomorrow to mount it on the wall. I got the shelves themselves cut out yesterday. And that means I've been working in the garage a lot with the table saw, the skill saw. Got me some saw horses yesterday and cut out. I could either pay more for the shelving that was the wrong size or get 4x8 sheets of shelving and cut it out myself, and it cost less. So I had to go over to Easley to get the shelving, 4x8 sheets, and cut them up yesterday and painted them late last night and at 3:00 in the morning this morning because the dogs got me up. So I figured I'd put another coat on there this morning, and then all the hardware comes in to mount them on the walls tomorrow. So that's my current project, is getting the garage, everything up off of the floor.
Wow, well, it sounds like you got plenty to do there. Have you seen the thing on Facebook where they make or give you the plans to make a workbench. Actually, that's what it is. But the way it's made, it folds down. It's real sturdy. It's even on wheels, so you can actually roll it around the garage if you have room. And then you just roll it up to this bar that you put on the wall there, and start folding it up, and it folds up flush against the wall of your garage. It's really cool.
I have seen that or a version of that on YouTube. I've seen people building those on YouTube, and pretty neat. I've seen people building stairs like that too to go up into your attic, that they just disappear into the ceiling and then they reappear and they come out and unfold as they're coming down. Not like the old style that we had when we were growing up that had like three sets of, or two or three sets of steps and came out of the ceiling. Not quite like that. Some that are a lot more compact than that. But yeah, that's really nice. Fold away beds, fold away couches, fold away work tables. They even have furniture that does that. It can turn into a table that you eat lunch on, or something you sit and watch TV on. It's pretty cool. Transforming furniture or workbench. But I do plan on building a workbench once I get it cleaned up. I'm going to sell my motorcycle and get it out of there. I've never been in my life without a motorcycle that, I was self-aware But Amy finally talked me into doing that, get rid of the vertical tine tiller, get some space cleaned up in there so I can work on. I decided, like yesterday, I had to haul 2 4x8 foot sheets of 3/4 inch shelving material. And if I had one of the new trucks that are out there that are available today with a 5 foot bed, that would have been a problem. And my truck's got a full size bed, and I put both sheets in the back of my truck and drove home from Easley, and it was nothing to it. If I would have had a brand new $50,000 truck, that would have been a problem. So I decided to fix up my truck and use my truck rather than looking for a new truck.
KB4 CBA Mobile. Well, yeah, well, I mean, that's the thing to do, you know. And my dad always said the cheapest vehicle you can drive is the one you're driving now. So, oh, me. So, I've heard of people buying, what was it? When the Grand National, Buick Grand National came out, they could afford to buy the car, but they couldn't afford to pay the insurance, so they had to take it back. Oh, man, I don't know what insurance was on those things, but, I mean, it was a V6 turbo. I mean, it wasn't like, you know, we have normally aspirated engines that make more horsepower than that thing does.
I remember, though, when that came out, I remember them bragging about it being the fastest production-made vehicle that you could buy off the lot. But, yeah, you could build a Camaro or a Firebird with the 455 in it. You could build it. Those things could be putting out well over 500-600 horsepower easy, and it didn't have anywhere near that.
Normally aspirated, didn't need a turbo. Well, I picked up a magazine when I worked at Fairway Ford back in the late 80s, and they had a four-cylinder that would turn out 1,000 horsepower. And it was just unbelievable. It just blew my mind. I just couldn't conceive that.
I believe there are people working on engines that'll do that again. I think Toyota's one of them that's working on one that'll do that. And there is a truck, the new Toyota Tacomas, the new ones, come out with, it's hybrid. But it's not hybrid for the same reason they built hybrids in the past. It's hybrid to get more power. So it's hybrid that develops 350 horsepower, I think it is, out of, I don't know if it's a four-cylinder or a six-cylinder. I don't know which one it is. I think it's a four-cylinder and electric motor. And when you combine the two, you get 350 horsepower out of it. But that's smart. Whatever they're doing, as long as it doesn't, you know, deform the metal if you press the pedal too hard, then sounds like they're on the right path.
I had, when I went and bought this 4Runner I have here, which I really like, it's the TRD off-road four-wheel drive, sits up real high, has the big old tires on it. I tell you, that four-wheel drive works good, too. I got four-wheel high, or two-wheel high, four-wheel high, or four-wheel low, and then I have, of course, four-wheel drive. I'm not sure what the difference is, but I got you shift it over, and you have a four-wheel drive high. I guess that's a true four-wheel drive at that point, and then you can shift forward and go to four-wheel drive low. So, you know, it in that four-wheel drive low, boy, that thing will pull anything just about.
Well, I've been learning a lot about the 4Runner just because I've been studying the Tacoma. So Tacoma, I guess first-generation Tacomas were 95 through 2004. And then 4Runners came in, I don't know which generation, and they shared the same engine, transmission, suspension, everything. Because when I'm looking at like I'm replacing all the rubber on my truck, the hoses, the belts, the filters, the grommets that go on the suspension parts, because you know, it only has 37,000 miles on it now. And like the ball joints and all that stuff, they're not worn out, but the rubber grommets that are there are 30 years old. So I'm replacing them all. And in the service manuals where I look up at what you're doing, it says 4Runner or Tacoma, and it says generation and years that what for what matches. So I guess the 4Runner was built on the Tacoma frame and uses the same major components that the Tacoma works. And there are enthusiasts over the Tacoma like there are enthusiasts over 65 Mustangs. I had no idea. There's one the same year as mine that is the same color as mine that had 150,000 miles on it, and somebody wrapped it around a tree, and it was for sale in Asheville for $12,000, and it's nearly 30 years old. And my truck's the same year, and it's only got 37,000 miles on it. And it's not wrapped around a tree. So I was going to give it to the guy that upholsters Amy's furniture, because he's got a truck kind of like it, and he said, if you ever get rid of it, I want it. So I was just going to give it to him. I didn't think it was worth anything, but now I think I'll keep it and fix it up, now that I know it's actually worth something.
You're funny. Yeah, you don't know what you got till it's gone, as the song says. KB4 CPA Mobile. So I'm glad you hung on to that. Yeah, you know, as a matter of fact, I believe I had a Tacoma, and the only reason I got rid of it, I mean, there wasn't a thing wrong with it. And I really liked the vehicle, but I wanted a Mustang, another Mustang, and I bought one with real low miles on it. It had like half the mileage that it could have, and I bought that and drove it until I got this this 4Runner, but I bought this one new in 23. And my wife bought a new 24 Highlander after this guy decided to rearrange hers to the point of no return. Oh, me. So, anyway. But, yeah, these are nice vehicles. And even on the road with these tires, it's nice and smooth. And, it, you know, it has the braking system. I didn't even know it had it. I was looking down one day, and I started hearing this beep, and my brakes were being applied, and I didn't have my foot on the brake. And I looked up. I was getting ready to rear end a car. So this thing took over and braked for me, or I guess I would have, you know, hit that car. That wouldn't have been good.
That is amazing. I changed the oil on all of our vehicles this time. Usually I took hers and mine, her Avalon and my Maxima to the dealership and let them do that. But the warranties are out, and they were just looking for things to charge me more for, and it's inconvenient to go sit and wait. So I decided to change the oil on all three of them, hers, mine, and the truck. And when I was changing hers, you had to reset it so that it doesn't warn you anymore. One of the things that goes over is that menu that you use to clear it out so that it says maintenance isn't due any longer because you just did maintenance. It has a hood, HUD, heads-up display, on an Avalon. And I said, what? Corvettes have hoods. F-16s have hoods. Avalons don't have hoods. Sure enough, it has a heads-up display. I went and turned it on, and when you're looking out as you're driving, it will show you how fast you're going. It'll show you where the road is and where you are in the road, and if you're getting close to one edge or the other. It'll also show you the speed limit for the road that you're on next to the speed that you're doing, and you don't have to look down at the dash. You're looking at the road and the cars, so all you have to do is change the focal point of your eyes, your eyeballs. Toyota's got a lot of really cool thing. She's had that car since she got it new in 2000, and this is 2005. She's had it 5 years, and neither one of us knew it had a hood. Toyota's pretty good. I'm liking Toyota more and more. I was going to get a Nissan truck, and then I was going to get a Toyota truck. More I get dig into Toyota, the more I like it.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I like those heads up displays. I drove when I worked for John Finger Mazda. We worked on used cars, see when they, if you got a trade or something. And I drove a Cadillac, I don't remember what it was, CTS or something like that, and it had the heads up display. And I remember setting the cruise control on 85, and the car got going slower and slower, and I thought, what's wrong with this cruise? And what it was doing was I was too close to the car in front of me, and it was slowing me down. So I said, okay, you want to be like that. So when I got on Lawrence Road, going back to the dealership, I had to come up to the traffic light, and there were cars stopped in front of me. I had set the cruise, for 40 miles an hour, and I just sat there. I didn't touch a thing. And that thing stopped. Oh, it was just incredible. It just blew my mind. But I'd love to have a heads-up display. Those things are just so cool.
W4DJW. Yeah, and it's kind of nice when you discover something new like that after you've had a vehicle for 5 years and you didn't know it had it. That's kind of cool. And I'm finding stuff out about my truck like that, too, as I'm doing more and more work on it, getting it fixed up. More and more things that I like about it. Plus, I signed up in a couple of those Reddit Tacoma groups, and where people are discussing things like that. And you find out, important tidbits of information before you go messing around with it too much and break something that wasn't broken. Anyway, David, I'm going to go get some lunch. I'm getting hungry. 12:22. Good talking to you today. Be careful. Be safe. KB4CVA, W4DJW.
Hey, Dave, we'll go get you something to eat and bundle up. Wind's blowing, and I'm sitting here in the car. I just parked, so I'm going to go in and see if I can get my hair cut here. So have a good one. We'll talk to you later. W4DJW, KB4CBA, mobile clear.